It's hard even to talk after hearing the news that we heard today. It's mamish hard to talk, to even gather up the ruach that a person needs to say something. You know, Chazal say that Rabbi Gamliel lived in a neighborhood in Yerushalayim. I'm sure you know this. And there was a woman in the neighborhood, in the shechuna, of Rabbi Gamliel, who lost a child. And she was wailing and crying. And at night, the voice carries. And Rabbi Gamliel, Chazal said, Rabbi Gamliel would hear this woman crying. And he would remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he would cry and cry together with her. Chazal say until his eyelashes fell out from so much crying. What did it have to do with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Churban Beis HaMikdash? As Jews who are tied very deeply, not only to Am Yisrael in this generation, but to our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, all the way back to the beginning, we believe that all of the tzaras of Am Yisrael, all of our tzaras, even the tzara of that individual woman who lost the child, it's a continuation of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a hemshach of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It has to upon him, how do we feel? We've been davening for the past 2 weeks, crying, all of Kleist was crying their hearts out, and the boys were already killed, I don't know when, they didn't say exactly, crying and begging. Such a hest upon him to feel, such a hest upon him. And what it means for these mothers, for these fathers, to lose their children. What's there to do? Tonight's the yard site of Lubavitch Rebbe's Chusi, it's Gimel Thomas. The whole Indian of Lubavitch Rebbe was to do. There was a story that I read years ago, I've said over many times. There was a certain person who had a very, very big question in his life. He wasn't a Lubavitcher Chassid. He was rather a Hungarian Jew. The one who he told this over. It was written in an article. And he did not know what to do in the situation that involved another family and so on. So he called the Lubavitcher Rebbe in those years, Rav Chodakov, the Rebbe's secretary, was alive. And Rabbi Chodakov said, hold on, let me ask the Rebbe. So the man was waiting. Was around 15, 20 minutes later, Rabbi Chodakov got on the phone and said, the Rebbe said you should go and do this. He gave instructions, what the Rebbe said he should do. And he said, are you sure? And he says, that Rabbi Chodakov said, that's what the Rebbe said and to do. Rabbi Chodakov hung up the phone, and he's sitting there, just thinking, how's he going to do this? It was very uncomfortable, it was very embarrassing what the Rebbe was telling him to do, which was the right thing, of course, but it was very hard. He's sitting there thinking about this for like 5-10 minutes, and the phone rings, it's Rabbi Chodakov. And Rabbi Chodakov said, the Rebbe wanted me to tell you that when he said for you to do something, he didn't want you to sit around and think about it. He wanted you to get started and to go doing it. So our job, the tzaddikim say, is Jews know how to get up from shiva, and Jews know how to cry over darkness, but the ikkar is to do something, to add light, to be maisif or. Rav Kook said that the true tzaddikim, they don't sit around complaining about darkness, they add light. They don't sit around complaining about evil, they add good. So on that note, the limud that we're going to, Mitzvah Hashem, engage in this summer for a few weeks to have a schus, was one that I was told by a big tzaddik that we should learn. Someone who I'm zoche to have a kesher with, Shlomo Vus, the Baba Sali's grandson. I spoke to him about some of the some of the things that we've gone through over here as a chavra, losses. So he was very clear that this shir with the women should be in the sefer, the holy sefer, Talmud Devar, from Rav Moshe Kadavera, one of the great mekubalim of Tzfas. I know you all have heard of him. Goes back to the time of the Beis Yosef, of the Ariya Kodesh, of the Al Shecha Kodesh. If you've been in Tzfas, you've been at his grave, at his. The sefer is a remarkable sefer. As you see, it's tiny. The truth is that if I do this the way that I want, this would take us quite a few years. I'm going to try to move a little bit at a faster pace, but it's a little sefer that has a big Rabbeinu Shalom in it. The sefer has tremendous koiches besides the limud, the learning, which is so fundamental to all of Yiddishkeit, as we'll see in a few minutes. It has tremendous koiches also as a skula to help, to protect us from all different things, ourselves and our children, to be healthy, to be strong. It's also limud, as you probably know, that in the yeshivas was a limud that took place especially during the month of Elul, the time leading up to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Nirayim. So it's Hashgacha Pratis that we're learning this, and I was told to learn this together with the Chevri here. Let's just read the first line together, the first couple of words. The first couple of words in Talmud Vayera. And let me then spend a few minutes introducing, preparing us for what we're going to be learning in the sefer. The words themselves are like medicine. Perek Aleph, you see, Ha'adam Roi Shiz Dam Alakainai. I'm assuming that some of you, or all of you, have learned the sefer in the past. So the Chazar is also good. Ha'adam, the Ramak writes, Ha'adam Roi Shiz Dam Alakainai. It is fitting and proper that a person do whatever he is able to resemble his Creator. Ha'adam Roi Shiz Dam L'Kainai, that he should be similar to, he should resemble the Creator. V'oz yeh besoid ha'tzura ha'elyayna, selam u'dvus. And by doing that, he will be able to live a life in the mystery of the Tzur HaElyona, of the higher supernal form, the Tzelem and Dimus, the image, the form of God Himself. She'ilu yedume begufay, because of all there is by way of resemblance between a human being and the Creator, if all there is a physical resemblance, I'll explain that in a moment. Of course, Hashem is not physical. And not in his actions, not in man's actions, in what he does with his life. Then he's unfaithful. He's misrepresenting the tzura, the holy image and form of a human being. Each and every one of us is created in God's image. We'll talk about that in a minute. The eyes, the ears, the heart, the mind. So the Ramak says that if a person would only resemble Hashem in the physical form, but not in what he does in his life, not how he acts, how he behaves in his life. They're also swam in the bag. They're more. Yeah. So Hareyu Machziv Hatzura. Hareyu Machziv Hatzura. Chazav, we'll talk about the difference in a minute between Sheker and Chazav. Chazav means when something is not true. But it's a certain type of untruth. So if man would resemble God by virtue of man's physical form, the Ramach and the Shasa, Evarim, the Gidim that are holy, but not in terms of how we behave and how we conduct ourselves and how we live. Then we would in truth be unfaithful to the tzura, to the image of God. And it would be said about man in his unfaithfulness, tzura na. It's a very beautiful image, a very beautiful tzura. Umaisim ka'urim, but his actions are ugly. He looks godly, but his behavior is far from godly. Maisav ka'urim. Ka'urim means ugly. Mechu'ar. Shari ikar hat selim ba'admusa el yoin hein pu'ulaisav. Because the ikar, the essential, or the essence of the tselem, of man being created in God's image, in God's form, hein pu'ulaisav, lies in man's actions, and what we do. And of what benefit would it be for man to physically have this tzura that is modeled after the higher world? But in terms of what he does on a deeper level, we'll see, of who he is, he doesn't have any resemblance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's completely different from Hashem. So let's stop here and let's talk for a few minutes to understand, by way of Hakdama, what the entire Sefer is about, this tiny little Sefer is about, and how it could really change our lives. That's what the Sefer is about, changing our lives. Ha'adam Roishi is Dame Lekainai. Now, the entire Sefer is built on the side, on the mystery of what it says at the beginning of the Torah, Vayivir Lekim Es'adam B'Tzalmai, that Hashem created man in his image, in God's image, B'Tzalim Elokim Bara Oisai. He created man in God's image. So all of the Kadmainim, the Tzadikim, the Rishainim, the Mekubalim, they're all wondering and asking, what is the meaning of Tzelem Elokim? What does that mean to be in God's image? Since we know that God is not physical, what does it mean to be in God's form, in God's image? What does it mean, Tzelem and Dmus? How do we understand that? How do we define that? The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the very beginning, in the first shiur, in the first parak, addresses this question. And he writes, to understand the pnimius of the tzelem, the deeper meaning, the inner deeper meaning of tzelem, of God's image, he says, this is a matter which is oimid berumah shel olam, this is from the highest things in the world. And when you understand the mystery of God's image, then you're connecting to most of the deepest secrets of the Zohar Kodesh, of the deepest secrets of Torah. And then the Nefesh HaChaim tells us how to understand the Inyan of Tzelem Elokim Adar HaPshat, meaning Dar HaShav L'chol Nefesh, that each and every one of us can understand in a simple way. And we've heard this and we're familiar with this. There are many Siddurim that are printed, and on the top of each page there's a reminder of what you should think about when you say the Shem Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei Hashem, and what you should have in mind when you say the name Elokim. So what's significant here is that it doesn't say that we created B'Tselem Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, B'Tselem Havaya. It says B'Tselem Elokim, B'Tselem Elokim. So the Nefesh HaChaim explains, and what it says in the Siddurim, which comes to us from the Rishonim, it's brought down even in the Torah, is that the name Elokim, in the plural, is telling us that Hashem is Baal HaKoychais Kulam. Baal HaKoychais Kulam means that Hashem has bailus, control over, it's more than control, all the koychis of the world, all that exists, and all the koiches of creation. He's the Baal HaKoiches Kula. Everything is his, and he controls everything. He's the Baal HaKoiches Kula. And that's the name Elokim, Baal HaKoiches Kula. What does that have to do with man? And what is the meaning of man being created B'Tselem Elokim? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner teaches us that just as Hashem is Baal HaKoiches Kulam, he created on the sixth day of Bereishis this remarkable being called man, Adam. And Hashem gave over the Melucha, gave over his Malchus to man. In his words, Sheyehu HaPeseach VaHasoiger Shall come alfe rebuis koiches vailamas, al pikol prate sidre hanhagoisav. Everything that you and I do in our lives, every thought, every word, and every action. Rabbi Chaim teaches, this is not, Rabbi Chaim didn't make this up, this of course comes from the Zohar Kodesh. Every single thought, word, and action of ours, he says, is peseach v'soiger, opens and closes. Kama alfe reboris countless koichos va'olamos al pri kol prate sidri hanagoisa b'chol inyanav, according to every single thing that we do in our lives, the seder of our lives, b'chol eis v'rega mamish, every single moment, every single second, every instant of our lives, what we're thinking affects the all worlds, not just this world, affects all worlds. What we're saying, what we're doing, affects everything. That's where Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner writes, it's brought down there in Nefesh HaChayim, that as angry as we are, rightfully so, over the Churban and how Titus HaRosh and Nebuchadnezzar, the Rishoyim, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says that we need to understand that the mind of a Jew, God forbid, that's polluted, that's filled with something that's wrong, that the mind of a Jew that is thinking unholy thoughts causes a bigger churban than Titus Nebuchadnezzar. Titus Nebuchadnezzar can only destroy the building. But how is it possible that the building could be destroyed? It's because of what we're doing, what we're saying, and what we're thinking. Otherwise, it's not possible. A guy has no control over anything other than physical matter. He can become involved in the world of physical matter, to build, to destroy physical matter. But that's the tiniest, tiniest part of reality, is what we see with our eyes. But every thought, every word, and every action of a Jew is peseach v'soiger, open and closes worlds, mamish worlds. K'fishor shu ha'elyon shel ma'isav v'dibur v'machshavaisav. Every thought, every word, every action is tied up, has a shayrish in the higher world. Kilu gam kein habal hakarech shalhem kivyachol. Kiilu hu bal hakarech shalhem kivyachol. Therefore, man is called Tselem Elokim, because Elokim means bal hakarech es kulam. Hashem is bemis, bal hakarech es kulam. Man is created with Tselem Elokim. So Rabbi Chaim says, Tselem Elokim means ki'il hu gam ken ha'bal ha'karech shalom. That Hashem Yisbarach gave us unbelievable koach through our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Of course, the Baruch Shalom is in control of everything. But He gave us tremendous, tremendous koaches with every single thought, word, and action. And in that respect, ki'il hu gam ken ha'bal ha'karech shalom. That a human being is ki'il. Me'ain, that malchus of Hashem, a human being has in this world, that Hashem gave us such power. Therefore, the name Adam, the Ramban, other Rishonim explained that the word Adam, man, is Adam ala Elyon, that man resembles the one above. Because through the koyach of what a person does, Hashem gave the human being through the human being's koiches the power to affect all worlds. And that's the meaning of Elokim, Tzelem Elokim. That Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says is the pshat, is the simple pshat in Tzelem Elokim. The Ramchal in Das Tvunos and in other Svarim of his, the Ramchal explains the meaning of B'Tzalmenu Kidmuseinu based upon the Pasuk Niyev Mibsori Echze Eloika. From my flesh, Mibsori Echze Eloika, I can see God. And this brings us to understand what the Ramak is referring to, how the human image itself is created B'Tzalem Elokim. The human image, the human form. Mipsori ech ze eloika means the following. For my flesh, I can see God. It means that Hashem made the human being in such a way that when one is mizvoinim, when one contemplates, for instance, the ability of the eye to see, when one contemplates that thing that we take for granted, eyesight, to be able to see, then through that a person is able to think about the eye in Roya, the eye that sees everything, which is not a physical eye, but a person through the physical eye, through the physical form of the body, through the eye, thinks about how there's an eye in Roya, which is HaGracha Pratis, that Hashem is watching us, Hashem sees. Not in the same way that a human being sees, but through the faculty of sight, one is Mizboini, one thinks about that, and through that he's able to climb higher and higher, and he's able to remember that there's an eye in Roya. Through our ability to hear, through that quality of hearing, the faculty of hearing, one is able to think about, to recognize, to remember that there's an oizen shamas, that there's an ear kivyochol above that's listening. Again, not in the same way. It's not physical. The shurish of our ability to hear is God's hearing. The shurish of man's ability to see is God's seeing. And so it is with every chelik of the guf, with each and every part of the body, to be able to know that God's listening to our tefillos, that he hears us. And so it is with every part of the body. Through this, the Ramchal says, through the Tzelem Elokim, by studying the human form, the human image, and thinking deeply about the human image, one is able to gain a greater awareness and understanding of the koiches of Hashem, and how Hashem is manhig, how Hashem directs the world, how everything in this world is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to Ramchal, that's the meaning, again, b'derech hapshat, on a simple level. That's what we think about with the words Tzelem Elokim, the human image, the human form. So we can understand when the Ramak says that if a person would only be physically in God's image, but would not live his life in a godly way, then we would say that it's an attractive, beautiful human form. The form is beautiful. The human body contains the mystery of the ways of Hashem. Tzura no, but ma'isim kura. But if the person doesn't use his eyes in the right way, the way that God uses his eyes, and if we don't use our ears and our mouths in the way that Hashem kivyachol uses his mouth, his ears, so then, although the body of man is holy and reveals in its image, the Tzelem Elokim, but as the Ramak says, Tzura Nora Ma'isav Ku'urim, it's nice, looks nice, but that's not it. Ma'isav Ku'urim. Now this brings us to the Ramak's Mahalach. The Ramak does not say the same thing as the Nefesh HaChayim, or as the Ramchal. It's not that he disagrees with the Nefesh HaChayim that we just learned, or the Ramchal. But the Ramak lets us in on our level. And that's what's remarkable about this Sefer. The Ramak is one of the greatest Mukabolim who ever lived. And the Ramak opens the door and allows simple, regular Jews like us to enter into a very, very remarkable world. So he touches upon, in this sefer, he opens up an opening into the world of Pnimiyas HaTaira, into the inner life of Taira, and to a deeper meaning of what Tzelem Elokim is about, what that means, Tzelem Elokim. And what the Ramak says, and we're going to be learning about throughout this sefer, what the Ramak says is, Hashem didn't want us just to know how he conducts the world, that he listens, that he sees, and so on. Hashem Yisbarach wants us to have intimate knowledge, listen carefully, intimate knowledge to know him as much as a human being can know him. And by having this knowledge, what was revealed to us through the Torah, by having this knowledge, that we would be able to transform ourselves into godlike people. Therefore, the focal point of Torah Dvarah is not the image, the physical image. It's the midas of Hashem. This is the most basic and fundamental manual of Tikkun HaMidas. It's to understand the midah of Chesed. Hashem created the world by Asar Ma'amaros, with 10 utterances. The 10 utterances, of course, are the 10 spheres of creation. And the 13 midas that we'll talk about of Mikel Kamoch that we say by Tashlich. Through learning what these midas are, what Hashem revealed to us, not about his essence, because his essence is unknowable. The Mekubalim do not speak about God's essence. That's called Reisha Delo Yisyada. The human being cannot know God's essence. That's beyond our understanding. But Hashem Yisbarach did reveal to us through the Midas, his Midas, through the spheres, through Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Every day when we say the Hashem Agdulu Agvura Tefesh HaNetzach HaOi, we are talking about the Midas of Chesed, Gvura Tefesh, Netzach HaOi, Yisoid, and Malchus. The 10 spheres, the 10 Midas that Hashem revealed to us of how he, Kivyochol, conducts himself in the world. That by understanding God's Midas, those 10 Midas, and the 13 Midas, we'll talk about the 13 and the 10 as we get further along. Because in the Sefer, we're going to learn the 13 Midas of Mikel Kamocha, that we say by Tashlich, and we're going to learn also the 10 spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Teferis, and so on. By learning these Midas, and thinking deeply about these spheres, understanding them, we begin to understand what a human being is, because man is created in God's image, according to these Midas. This also, of course, is connected to the body. The right arm is Chesed, the left arm is Din, and so on. Without going into all of that right now, we'll see that later on. The point through this is, the point of all of this is, that the only way that one can achieve Dveikus Bashem, which is the tachlis of our lives, to cleave to God, to become one with Hashem, is by being like Hashem, by being godlike. That's the only way we can become dovuk to Hashem. That's the only way we can have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the marshal, to understand this in a very simple way, the simplest way possible. If somebody tells you about a very kind person who invited 50 of the poorest people in town to his house, to their home, and they provided them with food and a place to stay for Shabbos, for a week, for a month, for a year, each and every one of us would be nispa. We'd be amazed by the person doing such a thing. But the truth is, on a deeper level, the only one who would really be impressed by that is somebody who has an appreciation for the midah of chesed. For instance, a child doesn't understand. You tell a child that the person had over 100 people or 50 people in his house, and say, that was a party, it's great. The child doesn't understand what goes into having 50 people in your house. What does that mean to have 50 people to cook and to clean and to take care of, and how much giving and how much mysterious nefesh? The child doesn't understand that. So in order to appreciate, to properly evaluate the midas chesed, one has to develop within himself the midas chesed. When you yourself are engaged in developing chesed within yourself, within your own life, the more you work on developing the midah of chesed within yourself, the more you understand the significance of Hashem's chesed, of Hashem's kindness. If you're oblivious, there are people who are like that. If you're oblivious in your own personal behavior, if you're in your own personal life, if you're oblivious, God forbid, to chesed, you have no mavinas. You're detached from chesed. You don't see it in others as well. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's meaningless to you. You don't connect to it at all. In order for you to appreciate that there's a person who's greater than you in the midah of chesed, it means that you're also about chesed. And you appreciate chesed. You have a sense of it. You have a feeling for it. And when you look at that person, you say, wow, I know it, not that you ever say that, but I understand what this inyan is. I live in that sugya of chesed as well. I'm trying to live in that sugya. And from the perspective of the sugya of chesed that I'm in, I understand what that chesed, I understand how great that chesed is. So the point of this sefer and the chiddush of what the Ramak is talking about is not the human image, it's not the human form. He says, that's nice. That's a very beautiful thing. The eyes, the ears, it's all beautiful. The Ramak says that's not the Ikka. The Ramak is saying is the following, and this is what we're taught in the Zohar and the Kisra'ari in Pnimiya Satayra, because the Ramak comes before the Ari. They knew each other. The Ramak was before. These Midas, these 10 utterances, the 10 spheres, are within us. They're within us. That's how we were created. We're created B'Tzelem Elokim. That means the Midas HaChesed, L'mashal, is woven into the fabric, into the very essence of who we are. That's who we are. Not just the arms, the legs, the eyes, the ears, that everything is holy and everything is Tzelem Elokim. The Ikar is that deep inside each and every one of us, there's something that's called chesed. Chesed. Every single Jew is a shtik elokus, is a piece kivyochel of the Borei Olam himself, not physical. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us that he was megala to us these 10 midas: chachma, bina, das, chabad, chesed, gevura, teferes, netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, and Malchus. And inside each and every single one of us, in the Mochus of a Jew, in the essence of a Jew, woven into the essence of a Jew, there's this Midah that's called Midas HaChesed. There's a Midah that's called Gvura, that's called Teferis. Inside each and every one of us, that's the essence of who we are. So if a person just remembers that his eyes are holy, or that his ears are holy, and that it reminds us that God sees and God hears, but he doesn't connect to the pnimiyas, to the inner light of the midas of Hashem, the Ramak says, Tsurana, it's a beautiful image, it's a beautiful form, but it's unfaithful to the essence. That's what the Ramak says. How you machziv hatzura. It's unfaithful, it misrepresents the tzura. Because the true tzura of God are the midas. That's what we were taught. It doesn't mean that that's God himself, we don't understand. But as far as what we were taught and what was revealed to us about God himself, chesed, chachma, bina, das, chesed, gvur, teferes, hoyd, yisoyd, netzach, hoyd, yisoyd, malchus. That's what was revealed to us. So therefore, Right now, Gimel Talmud Tosh Nayin Dalet, each and every one of us is walking around trying to feel for a little bit of what these parents are feeling of the boys who were killed. There's a midah that's called Midas Harachmim. I gave a shiur to the women in shul during Sivya Sarma, the week of Teferis. We spoke about the Indian of Teferis, which means to empathize. There's a midah that a Jew has that's wired into a Jew that's called empathy. Rachamim. Rachamim. Every single second that you and I are empathizing with these families, every second that it's on our in our minds and on our hearts, every single second, it's not just that we're being good. That's true. Hashem wants us to be that way. It's not just that we're being good. It's a gilui, listen carefully, it's a revelation of the midah elokis, of the godliness that's within a Jew, that's revealed through that midah that's called tiferes, splendor. The splendor of a Jew is his ability to empathize. The empathy that we feel, that moment of empathy, that feeling of rachmanis, that feeling of trying to feel what the other is feeling at that moment, it's not just being nice or being good. It's not just, oh, you have such a nice midah. It's a hisnaitetzus, it's a revelation of God himself within the heart of a Jew, within the soul of a Jew, through that conduit, through that light, that reality that's called the Midas HaTeferis of Hashem, the Midas HaRachmim of Hashem. You smile at someone because you want to be a mechazik person, you give a smile. It's an easy thing. It's one of the easiest ways to do a big mitzvah because the whole world is so tzibrochen. And you give a smile to somebody and you mechazik a person with a smile of a kind word. So it's not just that you're using your body in the right way by smiling. It's gewaldig. It's not just that you're a nice and considerate person. You're a godly person. You are, at that moment, you are unleashing within yourself. You are unleashing, you are strengthening, you are revealing within yourself the essence of God within the Jewish soul through the Midas HaChesed that comes with a smile. It's a small thing. The power of that act of chesed, the tiny little smile, the Ramak's going to talk about, we'll see in a minute. I will forget to it right now. We'll get to it soon. What that causes, the effect that it has, not only on the person that you're smiling to, which that can have a tremendous effect on the person's whole day. Not just that, but on all the olamos, on all worlds. Because you have released into the world the light that's called Midas HaChesed. The light of God's Chesed has been released into the world. Therefore, for a person to just resemble God in terms of the physical form, the Ramak is making a point here, that's not enough. That's simply not it. That's not it. That's true. He's not disagreeing with that. Nor is he disagreeing with the fact that a human being is Bala Koichas Kulum, that we have tremendous power. But the Nefesh Chaim says. He's not disagreeing with any of that. What the Ramak is saying is, but that's not it, he's saying. That's not it. That's not the Pnimius Hatzalim. That's not the Pnimius Hatzalim. Hashem is Baruch Hu is Matbia. He created each and every one of us according to the 10 spheres and the Yud Gimel Midas. The 10 spheres and the 13 Midas. Again, we're going to learn through the Sefer what that means. That's how he created us. If we would not have been created that way, we would not be with Salam Alekim. Nor could we have a true deep relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as I explained a moment ago. Through our understanding more and more what the midas chesed is in the nefesh, that koach hanefesh that's called chesed that you and I have, this sphere, this koach that is shining in us, that by means of understanding that koach hanefesh that we have, and by putting it to use, we become like God. We become more and more kivyachal like the Bari Olam. And by doing that, number one, we're mekayim the mitzvah from the Torah that's called V'alachta B'drachav. Mahu Racham Machanun. Just as Hashem is compassionate and is merciful, so we are. We have to try to be. So first of all, we're being mekayim with that smile. You're being mekayim the mitzvah from the Torah of V'alachta B'drachav. Of going in God's ways. We don't know what the, God's ways means God's midas. So you mekayim the mitzvah of V'alachta B'drachav. You become a mitzvah from the Torah of halachta b'drachav, going in Hashem's ways. And in addition to that, by being like Hashem and going in Hashem's ways, you are becoming dovuk. You are becoming attached to Him. You're gaining a greater and deeper understanding of who He is. Again, when I say who He is, we have to be careful, not in His essence, we don't know. But who Hashem, that Hashem is, that He's revealed to us. You become a maven. The more you understand about Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, the more you understand about the midas inside of yourself, the more you understand about God who created you with those midas. And the God who reveals Himself with those midas. Through understanding oneself, one comes to understand the Borei Olam as much as humanly possible. Through the koiches hanefesh. One of the greatest things that's lacking in life, it's not to say that we don't connect to Hashem. That's a consequence of the more basic problem of our failure to connect to ourselves. If a Jew doesn't know who he is, if we don't know what the koiches hanefesh are, if we don't know what it means chesed, we don't know what it means gevur, we don't know what it means teferis. If right now there would be a test, I'm not going to do that, and I wouldn't want to be tested myself. If right now, to take out a piece of paper and write down whatever you know about the mida of hod. So you'll try to think of something, probably you think of, oh, Hanukkah, Hodah, Hakar Satov, right, being thankful. What's netzach? What's the meaning of yesod? What's the meaning of Malchus? We don't know ourselves. We don't understand ourselves. We don't know the koiches hanefesh. In one of his famous Torahs, in the Eretz HaKodesh, Rav Kook spoke about the words of Yechezkel HaNavi, where Yechezkel HaNavi said, Ani Bagola, I am in Golas. Yechezkel was in Golas. He came down to the Bava. And by the river Kvar, he said, Ani Bagola, I am in Golas. Rav Kook has a magnificent piece in Eretz HaKodesh where he says, Ani Bagola, the I of each and every one of us is in Golas. We don't know who we are. We have some sense of memory of things that we've seen, that we've heard. We know some of our kishroinus, this one's artistic, this one's musical, this one is compassionate, and so on. There's a certain sense, a certain hergish. But it's very shallow, very vague. And if Cook writes there, Im ein ani, if I don't know who I am, then ein ata, then there's no you, meaning that I'm not really speaking to God. Because when I say the words Baruch Ata Hashem, Ata means that first there has to be Ani. Who's the I that's addressing you? So you have some 17-year-old boy, he says to a 16-year-old girl, I love you. What does that mean? He doesn't know, when he says I, he doesn't have a musag of what the I is. He's a kid. He hasn't come to any deeper understanding of I. And he for sure doesn't know the you that he's talking about. I and you. If there's no I, there's no you. So we could spend our entire lives saying I and then finish the sentence. I love Hashem. I fear Hashem. I love you. I love you. I love you. if you don't have a musag of what I means, then what's the, then what is that, then what is that relationship of I to you? Im ein ani, ein ata. If there's no I, there's no you. Then who am I speaking to? Who I think I am. Torah Medevarah is an introduction to that world of I. To try to get out of that galus, to begin to get out of that galus. Once there's an I, an ani, then there could be an ata, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. If there's no ani, there's no relationship. I don't know who I am, Bachla. So we could hear a thousand shmuzen, thousands of sikhs, from the time that we're little all the way through the years in yeshiva or seminary, whatever, and hear thousands of shmuzen about a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if one does not understand himself, then he can't participate in such a relationship. And the whole notion of having a relationship is absurd. It's absurd. We came up here, and my granddaughter is here with us, and there was another little girl that came by the bungalow. They met for, I'd say, 2 seconds, and then the little girl went away, and then my granddaughter said, "What happened to my friend?" It was very sweet. That was already her friend. She doesn't even know her name. She just met her, and they're old friends. That's how, I mean, and we laugh at that because it's sweet, and it's ridiculous. So when you ask my granddaughter, "What do you mean by that? What kind of a kesher do you feel you have with that young lady? You have a kesher with her? You have a kesher?" That's how, it's sad to say, but that's almost as how absurd our lives are. A child has no musag of who she is. And therefore, to be able to say, "That's my friend," doesn't mean there's a hiskashus. It means it's somebody that I saw, but somebody that I think is going to be fun hanging out with. But it doesn't mean anything deeper than that. After the Ramak teaches us, just after the Ramak goes through the midas, the spheres, he says something. We're not going to look inside the sefer right now to see this. Is at the end, but the Ramak says, "Ad kan higiyu." After he tells us the 13 meters, let me just give you a preview. "Ad kan," he says, "higiyu yud gimel meters. Shabem yihah adam doyim lekayne, how we could resemble Hashem. Uskulasen kamashi adam esnaig lamata kach yiske leftarach lamide al yoni milamal." This is what I was saying before. The Ramak says that when you and I, let's say, when we tap into the midas of chesed, then we're opening up the midas of chesed above. There's a line that's connected. When you and I access the midas of chesed, it's like the Tanya says, it's like you have a rope, a long rope, you bring from the Baal Shem, it's a long rope, and you move a little bit at the bottom, on top, it moves a lot, when you get a little shake on the bottom. So when you and I, the Ramak says, when we access these midas in our lives, what happens is, kach yiske leftorach lo mida el yoyne milamala, it brings to a great opening of that mida, the marshal of chesed above. Mamish kefi mashi yisnaid. Mamish according to what we do. Kach mashpia milamala. That's how we can open up a shefa of chesed from above. Like we say, those who say by the Sirius Aimer, afterwards, the Rabbani Shalom, the Ayidezer, Yushpa shefa rav b'chal ha'ilamis. So let's say it's the first night of Sefer Yisrael, it's Chesed Shebechesed, right? So we say, that by my trying to live this way, what's called Chesed Shebechesed, whatever that means, Yushba Shefa Rav B'chol Ha'olamos. May I bring about through my accessing this Chesed Shebechesed, Shefa Rav B'chol Ha'olamos. It opens up Shefa Rav of the Midas, a Chesed Shebechesed of Hashem. Yishpa shefer rav b'chal oylemus. Kach mashpi milamala. The gurim sh'oysa hamida ta'ir ba'olam. And you and I cause that very same midah to illuminate, to shine into the world.
Therefore
the Ramak says, think about this. That when you have an opportunity, let's say you're going to do something that fits into the category of chesed. Again, you have to know what chesed is, you have to know what gevurah is, you have to know what tefaras, and that's how you have to know what they are. So let's say you're about to engage in an act of chesed. The Ramak says, when you have the opportunity to use one of these midas, yizkar, remember what the midah is. Don't just do it. Remember when you're doing this. Think about the midah of chesed when you're doing this. The yomer, and say, harei davrezet tolui b'midah plainis. What I'm doing right now is tolui b'midas hachesed. If you know things better, it's chesed shebechesed, gvur shebechesed, tefer shebechesed. That's already advanced. But what I'm doing now, the yomer, harei davrezet tolui b'midah plainis. Mamash to say, not for other people to hear, for yourself. I am doing this. What I'm doing now is totally b'midah plainis. Ani roitz, eini roitz elozuz mimena. I don't want to budge from this midah. Help me to stay with this. Shloi tis'alim v'tistalei kamida himen ha'olam. So that this midah of chesed should be shining into the world, that I shouldn't cause the light of chesed to disappear from the world. That's what the Ramak says you should actually say when you're doing something that's kind. To connect in that way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to that way, if you halach the bedrachov, and ayideh zeh, yushpa shefa rav, it has an unbelievable effect. You're opening up the midas ha-chesed in the world. Not just this world, but in all worlds. And in ways that you'll never know until Mashiach comes, when the Mashiach will tell you, you did this, you did that. But we don't even see the effect that these things, the effects that these things have, that those moments have. So I'll end tonight just with a sentence from the Shulchan HaKadosh. And then we'll continue learning inside the Mitzvah Shop next week. The Shulchan HaKadosh wrote a letter when the Talmud Dvar was being printed, to be printed in the Talmud Dvar, in the first edition of Talmud Dvar. I shouldn't say, it was the first, at least there, where it was printed with it in Prague. And the Shulchan HaKadosh wrote a letter, and he writes there, V'chol mi shirogel b'sefer hazeh. Whoever is rogel b'sefer hazeh, whoever takes this sefer, and becomes, it makes it into part of his life. Rogel b'sefer hazeh. V'oymer yisa b'chol shavua b'chol chaydish, and you try to learn the entire sefer, every week, or every month, to learn the sefer, muftach shehu ben olam haba. The Shulchan HaKadosh says it's guaranteed muftach shehu ben olam haba, that you're ben olam haba. How does one become a ben olam haba by learning this sefer? So the Shari Oira, which is one of the earliest Kabbalah sefer that we have, that goes through all the spheres, it's a very basic sefer of Kabbalah. The Shari Oira writes the following. Vini soid v'halach the bedrachov. He says the mystery of going in Hashem's ways, v'halach the bedrachov, that's what we're learning now, the midas of Hashem. The soid, hine soid v'halach the bedrachov, klaimer. Hargil atzmuchel is kashid b'takshitim. Accustom yourself while you're alive in this world to adorn yourself in the adornments hanuhugim b'beis hamelech that are worn in the palace of the king. Get yourself dressed up in the king's clothing. Because if you adorn yourself, if you're wearing the king's garments, chesed, gvura, teferis, those are Hashem's garments, if you're wearing those garments in this world, then you'll be worthy, you'll be worthy to enter into his chamber in the next world and to serve him. Because if you don't accustom yourself to wearing these garments of the midas of Hashem in your life, you can't go and dress like a shunt in the Beis HaMelech. They don't want you into the palace. That's the soid v'alach the bedrachah. So there's a story of the Baba Rebbe. I just remembered I was saying this. I don't remember it exactly, but that's why my wife is here to remind me. The Baba that the story was told. The story was told. Rav Shlomo Kalba said he heard this from Rav Shlomo Baba. He heard Rav Shlomo Kalba heard it from the Baba Rebbe Schus Yigalino. That there was a, but the Divrei Chaim was a chasna. I know the pratim, but there was a chasna, and the Divrei Chaim was marrying off his youngest daughter. And everybody's waiting and waiting and waiting, and even by the Divrei Chaim's time, it was very late. It was just going on for a long time, and he's not going out. He's not going out to Bedekin with the chasna. Nobody knows what's going on. And the Bechaim's sitting over there all the way, and he says that there's a girl over here who's crying. There's a girl that's crying. And they went and they were there, and they found there was a girl sitting, a very poor girl, from the poorest in the village, that was crying. And they asked, I don't know who he sent, they asked, what's the matter? So she said that... she's supposed to be getting married. I don't know, is that not, I don't understand how this was, and she doesn't have a proper gown. She's embarrassed to go to the chuppah. I don't know, is it right so far? Something like that. I don't remember the protein. And then, so she was just sitting there crying. She's watching this beautiful chasna, Rebbe Shechasna, and she's. So they went to tell the Divrei Chaim that this is the girl that he heard with his ruach hakodesh. This is crying. Divrei Chaim said, "Bring it to me," and Divrei Chaim spoke to her, and Divrei Chaim went to his daughter and said, I'm not telling you that you have to do this. I'm not telling you you have to do this. But she's getting married. You're Rebbe's daughter. You don't have to ever worry. And his daughter understood right away, and she switched clothing, and she went under the chuppah, and Rav Shlomo Baba said there was never a more beautiful kala. And she went down in the poor girl's clothing, and that girl ran off with the wedding gown. And the Divrei Chaim said to his daughter that he was proud of her, and he said, "You could have just had a regular wedding gown, but it's we say in the davening of Shem Kippur, Malbushai Sedaka. But tonight you wore Hashem's wedding gown, because Hashem's clothing is called Sedaka. That's a much more beautiful gown. Hashem's Lord should help us to wear Hashem's clothing, to be welcomed into His palace at 120, and that all of our children and grandchildren, all of us should be safe and should be healthy to greet Mashiach quickly."